There's no telling what they'll do. But we're safe behind this wall, said Kanina. Rincewind brightened a bit. Are we? He said. I was asking you. Oh, no, I shouldn't think so. It's just ordinary stone. The right spell and phooey.
Phooey?
Right. Shall we run away again? It's worth a try. They made it to another upright wall a few seconds before a randomly spitting ball of yellow fire landed where they had been lying and turned the ground into something awful. The whole area around the tower was a tornado of sparkling air.
We need a plan, said Nigel.
We could try running again, said Rincewind.
That doesn't solve anything.
Solves most things, said Rincewind.
How far do we have to go to be safe, said Kanina. Rincewind risked a look around the wall. Interesting philosophical question, he said. I've been a long way and I've never been safe.
Kanina sighed and stared at a pile of rubble nearby. She stared at it again.
There was something odd there and she couldn't quite put her finger on it.
Oh, he could rush at them,
said Nigel vaguely. He stared yearningly at Kanina's back.
Wouldn't work, said Rincewind. Nothing works against magic except stronger magic. And then the only thing that beats stronger magic is even stronger magic, and the next thing you know...
Phooey,
suggested Nigel.
It happened before, said Rincewind. Went on for thousands of years until not a...
Do you know what's odd about that heap of stone?
Said Kanina.
Rincewind glanced at it. He screwed up his eyes.
What, apart from the legs? He said.
It took several minutes to dig the serif out. He was still clutching a wine bottle, which was almost empty, and blinked at them all in vague recognition.
Powerful, he said, and then after some effort added, stuff, this vintage. Felt, he continued, as though the place fell on me.
It did, said Rincewind.
Ah, that would be it then.
Creosote focused on Kanina after several attempts and rocked backwards.
My word, he said, the young lady again, very impressive.
I say... Nigel began.
Your hair, said the serif, rocking slowly forward again, is like a flock of goats that graze upon the side of Mount Gebra.
Look here.
Your breasts are like...
The serif swayed sideways a little and gave a brief sorrowful glance at the empty bottle.
Are like the jewelled melons in the fabled gardens of dawn.
Kanina's eyes widened.
They are? She said.
No, said the serif, doubt about it. I know jewelled melons when I see them, as the white does in the meadows of the water margin are your thighs, which...
Excuse me, said Nigel, clearing his throat with malice aforethought.
Creosote swayed in his direction.
Where I come from, said Nigel stonily, we don't talk to ladies like that.
Kanina sighed as Nigel shuffled protectively in front of her. It was, she reflected, absolutely true.
In fact, he went on, sticking out his jaw as far as possible, which still made it appear like a dimple, I've a jolly good mind.
Open to debate, said Rincewind, stepping forward. Sire, we need to get out. I suppose you wouldn't know the way.
Thousands of rooms, said the serif, in here, you know. Not been out in years,
he hiccuped.
Decades, eons, never been out in fact.
His face glazed over in the act of composition.
The bird of time has but a little way to walk, and lo, the bird is on its feet.
It's a gears, muttered Rincewind.
Creosote swayed at him.
A bream does all the ruling, you see. It's terrible hard work.
He's not, said Rincewind, making a very good job of it just at present.
And we'd sort of like to get away, said Kanina, who was still turning over the phrase about the goats.
And I've got this gears, said Nigel, glaring at Rincewind.
Creosote patted him on the arm.
That's nice, he said. Everyone should have a pet.
So if you happen to know if you own any stables or anything, prompted Rincewind.
Hundreds, said Creosote. I own some of the finest horses in the world.
His brow wrinkled.
So they tell me.
But you wouldn't happen to know where they are?
Not as such,
the serif admitted. A random spray of magic turned the nearby wall into arsenic meringue.
I think...